Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. If you're new to meditation or if you've been meditating for a while, I encourage all of us to meditate twice a day. It's usually best to do it when we first get up in the morning and again when we go to bed at night. That way we can wake up refreshed in a positive, healthy attitude and mood, and we can end our day again refreshed, quiet, calm inside, and have a peaceful night of sleep. In this podcast, we're going to do another guided meditation. Lisa from San Francisco contacted me a few months ago and asked me to do a guided meditation for her. As many of us, I'm sure, can relate, she's gone through a period of time where she has needed help with prescription medication to help her get through her day and her life. But I'm very proud of her because she's decided to get off of it and be on no prescription medication at all. But even if we don't just do prescription medication, if we do drugs or alcohol, any form of addiction that we take as a substance to get through the day, when we choose to finally get off of it, it can be quite a challenge, very challenging. So this guided meditation is going to be for those people, those of us who listen to this podcast and are wanting to get off something, are getting off something, and want help with their transition. Because whether we've been taking something for a day, a week, a month, or years, our bodies do get used to it, whatever it is. And when we decide to stop taking it, there often is an experience of withdrawals, both mental and physical, and they can be very painful. But thankfully, our body, our mind can help us to get better. And that's what this podcast is going to be about. We often turn to medications and drugs to help us get through life. And our bodies get used to that help. So when we lose that help, we do have difficulties. We have challenges. And what I like to do in this guided meditation is have us have something to listen to when those challenges kick in so that we can work towards staying off the medications and live a healthy, whole life. It is possible for any of us. It just takes work. And it can be quite challenging because sometimes these medications that we take or these drugs that we take really do work well. They kill the pain, whatever the pain is, whether it's emotional or physical. And when we get off of them, it can be quite a challenge because all of a sudden we're feeling our body without that protection. But with help, we can get off of them. There are many people throughout the world who have been addicted to very challenging forms of drugs and medication and have gotten off of them. If they can do it, we can do it. And with this guided meditation, I'm hoping that we'll have help, that we'll feel that when we do go through those droughts of, this is really hard and I don't know if we can do this anymore, that by listening to this guided meditation, that we'll hang in there and we'll get through it. Now, after listening to this guided meditation, which I'm making more general, it's about any form of addiction. And if you do have a request, please contact me and let me know what it is. You can reach me through the website, meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. You'll find my email address and my phone number there. And what I'll try to do is be accommodating as best I can. As you may have noticed, I'm starting to do more guided meditations based upon requests from the listener, because I think they are very helpful for a lot of people. And life just can be hard. Any form of help we get as we try to improve our lives can be great. And if you are one of the listeners who is struggling with withdrawals right now, I want to take a moment and explain what's going on. You see, when we get on medications or drugs to help us, they really take away from our ability to be tough and to hang in there. We, with time, develop the ability to be strong against pain. But when we're on medication, it's like getting out of shape. We're very out of shape right now. So we don't like to work out. We don't like to work out with the pain. We want to run from it and not do it anymore. And that's what happens. Now that we're off the medication or the drugs, we feel a lot of pain. And it's like we're really out of shape. We don't want to feel that pain. But like going to the gym, it does get better. It passes. And with time, we get better about the pain. It just doesn't hurt as much. But it does take time. And that's where this guided meditation can be helpful when we are going through those tough times, listen to this guided meditation. As we commit to be healthier, there are challenges, but we get used to them. If we can hang in there, our bodies adapt. We get very used to things, good or bad. So if we hang in there, we will get used to our bodies without the drug or medication. We really do get better at it. There are thousands, if not millions of people around the world who have been addicted to something and gotten off of it. We can do it too. And this guided meditation can be very helpful. So keep it close by. Keep it on your phone if you are going through a tough time. And just sit. Listen to it. Get into that meditative state, which is so helpful to fight against anything. And what we'll find is, this too shall pass, and we'll get better. So thank you for listening to this week's Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. And if you didn't know it, I also have a happiness podcast where we explore the world of happiness and how to be happy overall. It's at www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, peace.